Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And this one's blasted way back to left field, and that is gone, and man, Alec Bohm is ready. He jumps on the first pitch from Dylan Cease. It's his fourth homer of the season. He stays white hot and gives the Phillies an early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, white hot is the perfect way to put it. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Sixers are bothering all of us. Whether you're annoyed at Embiid or you're sympathizing with Embiid, the Sixers choked again yesterday. A really fun Eagles draft. We'll see how it all plays out. But they got some young Thundercats to put in the secondary. We'll get to one of them specifically coming up at one. But Hugh, the team that was totally under the radar this weekend casually went out to San Diego and got themselves a sweep. The Phillies take care of business. Yesterday got a little choppy at the end because Taiwan wasn't exactly great. But Friday they win. Saturday, Ranger Suarez goes out there.
Does Ranger things.
Oh, my goodness. Extends the scoreless inning streak to over 32 innings. And then the one guy that just every day does something. How are we watching the Alec Bohm breakout? You know, he's been
feels like it.
He's been solid. He's been a pretty decent offensive player. I would only say okay, though, for his first few years. Defense, we know, went from horrendous to serviceable. But Hugh, you look at his numbers right now after this weekend. He is hitting 365.
365.
441 on base. He's slugging 615. He has not struck out much. He's walked a lot. Hugh, this is the best we've ever seen Alec Bohm.
Yeah, and it's starting to feel like this team is starting to find its groove and hitting season and start for him. The thing that I've been looking at, you know me, that just the consistency at the plate and their ability to score runs, that's going to be huge. That's why they're going neck and neck with the Braves right now.
So 13 days ago, Alec Bohm was hitting 237 with a 704 OPS. They've played 12 games since then. He has 25 hits in those 12 games, hitting 521 in his last 12 games. And his OPS has been about 1,500, three home runs. He's been the best hitter in baseball for the past 12 days. And you know what's kind of fun? Not everyone's hitting here, right? Bryce has hit okay. Schwarber's had some moments. Trey's had mostly good the last few weeks. But you know what's fun? It's like every week it's someone new that's red hot, right? It was Marsh. Then it was Turner. Now it is Bohm. That's the fun thing about having all these hitters in the same lineup that, you know, they could take turns carrying the day, and it's Bohm right now.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like it did for the Braves last year. You talk about that lineup that they had, and they had hitters throughout that lineup. It kind of feels like this is the Phillies' time to have the same thing happen for them this season.
So let me throw a question to you guys, because Ranger's been great the whole year, right? His ERA is in the ones. Alec Bohm is on a crazy pace right now. Would you rather bet on Bohm MVP or Ranger Suarez Cy Young?
I'll take Cy from Ranger. So hitters are they go run hot and cold.
They do, and there's a lot of great position players in the National League. But the fact that I could say that, which one would you rather bet on, shows how good they've been. I think Ranger's 15-1 for the Cy Young now, and Bohm's down to 50-1 for MVP. It was 200-1 a week ago, so people have taken notice, and I'm taking notice of the Phillies. They just keep winning every single game. This road trip, which, a little choppy in Cincinnati, they're 5-2 on the trip, and now they get to go play the Angels. And you know what that means tonight, Hugh? He's on the other side of the field tonight.
Your boy,
Mike Trout. Well, could we send Dave Uram out to Los Angeles to ask him
Trout the questions?
I mean, he'd be the one to do it, right?
Yeah, he's pretty straightforward, man. There's no, when it comes to Dave Uram asking questions, ain't no wiggle room. He just asked them straightforward questions.
And when it comes to the Phillies, I know the first week or so, we were like, they said they'd be off to a hot start. They didn't. It's almost the end of April. They have 19 wins. What do we got, 2 days left in April? They can end April with 21 wins, if my math is correct. They're 19-10 with two games to go here. That's a lot of wins.
And that's a better start than they had last year around this time, if I'm not
mistaken.
Way
better. Yeah, this is the best start they've had since 2011.
Much ado about nothing, but I understand. You know, I'm not mad at baseball fans for just feels like just yesterday we were killing this team about them not hitting anything like that, not scoring a whole lot of runs. It's the ebb and flow of the game.
Well, and Topper did say they would slug. I believe they now lead the National League in home runs. The Phillies have been really good. Now, there is the other side of this, of course. There's our boy Taijuan Walker yesterday, debuted his first start of the season as he kind of elbowed his way back into the rotation. And yesterday, Taijuan Walker, Hugh, not exactly
not
great.
Not especially when I said he was all right. And you looked at me like, are you kidding me? Not compared to what you know we've had in the starting lineup before. No, he wasn't great.
He ended up with six runs allowed. Now, I will give Topper a little flack. I thought he should have taken him out before he allowed that last home run, which kind of threw off his whole stat line. But the bottom line is he was responsible for six runs allowed yesterday. It's just rare to see a Phillies pitcher get smacked around or hit around because we just haven't seen it at all almost the entire season. So Walker comes in yesterday. Not great. The offense made up for it. Kyle, what hit you the most from the weekend? Ranger, Boehm, the Walker debut?
Yeah. Like, Taijuan Walker is already ruining the vibes of this field. I get they won. I'm not trying to be Mr. Negative here because the Phillies are red hot and they look great. But you look across the, like, every scoreboard, it's, you know, Phillies pitcher Wheeler puts up or allows one run. Nola, like, you know, two, three. Rangers, zero. And then Taijuan Walker with, like, a six piece. Get this guy out of my rotation. He's going to kill the vibes of this entire team, the entire pitching staff. I just think he's a loser. I think he's a loser's mentality. He's a losing type player, losing
that is
pitcher.
So
it's true. Like I'm gonna curse if I continue. So
I
can't do the Taijuan Walker thing anymore.
There is a
can't.
Tobias Harris element to Walker.
Oh, what? That he won't rip either of them?
Well, what are you talking about? Well, I'm not. Wait a minute.
Say something negative about either of them, Hugh.
What are you talking about?
Do it.
We miss Spencer Turnbull.
So here's an interesting part about the Turnbull thing. I'm glad you said that. So he's not actually out of the rotation yet. So they said he was going to be, right? He was going to go to the bullpen.
Yes.
But because the starters were so good this weekend, aside from Taijuan, they didn't need much of the bullpen Friday, Saturday. Because,
yeah.
I mean, Nola was good on Friday, Ranger Saturday. So they're going to use him to start tomorrow and give all the other starters extra rest. So I guess for one turn, we got six-man rotation here. But Turnbull's going to start tomorrow and give Wheeler the extra day. Christopher Sanchez tonight. And just one quick thing on the Phils here with the runs, and then back to your phone calls and everything. I forget exactly when we had the conversation. I think it's right when Hugh made his proclamation of the six runs per game.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, they're averaging 6.25 runs per game.
Yes.
6.25 since you said
yes.
It.
Yes. Yes.
Now their average for the season is still 4.66.
Yeah, but
so,
it's like, yeah, for the last couple weeks, I'm rising. I'm getting, hey, listen. I feel I'm in a good space right now.
And you heard about the Twitter account that was created, right?
No, what was
one
it?
One of our listeners created. What was it called, Kyle?
It's called Hugh Needs Runs.
That's what it's called. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, you got to look it up.
I'm sure they're following you.
The
Hugh.
Picture is you in the overalls, the Phillies overalls.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
they're doing like
they're tracking it.
They're putting in the work. Yeah, they're doing like the average, how many more runs they need this season, like all this stuff. It's good stuff.
Well, thank you, because every day we come in here trying to do
math,
and we kind of mess up.
We're not very good at math.
No, that not at all. That is,
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, so we could use that help, and we appreciate whoever that is out there. All right, 215-592-9494. You can comment on the Phillies, of course, the Eagles draft, and the Sixers nonsense. Dennis is up on WIP. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how we doing?
Dennis, well, aside from the Sixers, I'm doing really well.
I'll preface the call by saying Hugh's take with the Phillies runs is the only saving grace he has.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Dennis. What did I do?
I'll tell you, I was minding my own business, driving in the car, and then you had to trigger me with your take of Tobias Harris being the most consistent pitcher. I almost drove off the road and had an aneurysm.
Dennis, first of all, I did not mean to do that. Most of the time when I say stuff like that, it's to trigger Kyle. But to be fair, Tobias Harris in this playoff series has been like, he has been consistently doing what he does every night.
Consistently bad.
Okay.
Yeah, my passes are consistent, Hugh. Doesn't mean I want them.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm sorry. I did not mean to trigger you. Mostly that's for Kyle.
I told him if it wasn't for him, it would have been worse. And I don't know if you controlled it on purpose, but good Lord, this guy, like, every time he has the ball near within 15 feet, tell me he doesn't tense up and look like, oh, my God, if I don't make this, it's the end of the world.
No, Dennis, you know every time I see him, every time that he misses a shot or he takes a shot, I say crumble cookie. Because he crumbles. Like that's, I mean, you know, he crumbles. And to this point, that's why I'm trolling Kyle. It's like every night, it's almost like he's just comfortable doing just enough so that he can show up on the box score. That's
well, wait, it. Do me a favor and just tell me so that I do not have to lump your NBA takes in with Kendrick Perkins, where nobody wants to be.
You don't like Kendrick Perkins' takes?
Just say he's consistently bad for me. Just once.
All right, then, Dennis. He is consistently bad.
Thank you. Dennis, thank you for pulling that out
goodness.
Of him. It only took us weeks. Dennis, man, good phone call. I like Perk, by the way. I mean,
now, Perk has some great takes,
man. I think he's fun. I think he's good on TV.
He is. And a lot of times, I know, like, a lot of times they say stuff just to get people going, but he has some really good takes, though.
Yeah, he's fun on TV.
And he put that Beijing. He dyes his beard, though. Him, Trey Thomas, a couple other.
Have you ever considered doing that?
Nah.
Got the good salt and pepper.
Nah.
Man.
But you know what's funny? I did see something. It's funny now since I've been saying stuff about people's beards needing to be dyed. I saw this shampoo the other day that gradually dyes your beard back black.
You saw it in real life?
Came on my algorithm.
Because
it was
an
algorithm.
They hear
me talking about it. Yeah. They hear me hating.
Now you're going to start getting Tobias Harris propaganda. As part of
yeah,
your algorithm.
I definitely am. I'm definitely going to get that.
So there is a silver lining to the Sixers thing. Has anyone else thought about this?
Like Tobias Harris is out of here.
Well, the quicker this ends, the quicker he's no longer on the team. I mean, that there's if they lose tomorrow night and it's over in five games, that's disappointing, and the season is over. But that means he's officially off the books. Like there's no more Tobias Harris here, and they'd have all that cap room to spend on somebody else, anybody else. I mean, honestly, anything would be better. Joe in the Northeast, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, how you doing? You know, I'll give it Kyle another call in reference to Walker because I'm a Walker backer right now. And yeah, with the problem with our bullpen where in previous years where we don't have guys who can pitch in it more than one inning, it would be better having Turnbull out there because, like I said, Walker did not have that bad of a year last year. You compare his ERA with what Nola and Suarez had, but again,
it was similar. Joe, you're right. It was similar.
Another time.
Yeah, we'll do this. Yeah we'll do the Walker stuff next time he screws up. Yeah,
a good spot for you might be to get a local ticket broker on the station knows. And a reference to this ticket problem. Eskiner came out with something about that the Sixers were involved with releasing some tickets to New York fans. So you know, when you have these seven-game series and you don't have the home court advantage, the most you'll be playing will be four games on the road. You shouldn't have to play in an environment where you're playing seven games on the road, and that's what we're showing the team here in Philadelphia. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's criticize Nick Nurse a little bit. Huh? First of all, in game two, we got jobbed by the refs, but he also didn't handle his challenges right in reference to Lowry.
I agree with you. Game two was a tough spot for him. Yep,
that
did not do well.
That cost him a ball game there, okay? And yesterday, they kept showing you shots of the sidelines. All I saw that man doing was going back and forth with the refs, okay? He was not going to get any calls. How about coaching your team, all right? Joe, you can watch it. If you didn't see it live, watch it the replay. When Kyle Lowry was going to the foul line with 7 seconds left, he said something to one of his players. He was going to miss the foul shot. I saw it right on his lips. Mm-hmm. He said about missing it. Okay, did all our five players know that he was going to miss that shot?
I don't know.
Because Maxey and Oubre, we're back at midcourt. They should have been up. If they're closer. You got to be closer because you get that. If they know that he's going to miss the shot, you need a three. You only got 7 seconds, so you need to be closer just to get that shot off. They could have maybe got to that tap. The ball got tapped out.
That's fair, and that's preparation, and that's all being on the same page. Joe, it's a good phone call. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that Nick Nurse has been great in this series. But is anyone else tired of talking about the coach when it comes to the Sixers? We did this with Brett Brown. Brett Brown, well, he wasn't really a coach. Let's get a championship
and you got
coach.
A coach well,
we got
outside
Doc Rivers,
of Doc
right?
Rivers.
And then he stunk.
Yeah.
And now we're doing a Nurse. Has anyone, like, you could go find the ghosts of Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Larry Brown, you pick your favorite coach. If Joel Embiid has no energy in the fourth quarter, it doesn't matter who's on the sidelines. I think we look for the little thing instead, so we don't have to talk about the big thing. While Nick Nurse made a mistake here and there, I don't disagree, Joe. He has made some mistakes. But we're on a third coach now. The same star. If he can't do it in the fourth quarter of a playoff game, what is the coach going to do?
I don't like for me, and I think this is a fair assessment. When you look at the playoff series, at least the ones that I've been here, there's been games where it looks like Joel Embiid has turned a corner and become that dude. And then there's games where it almost looks like, you know, you have to ask yourself, dude, what are you doing? Like last night for me, I was more disappointed in him not taking the open shot that he had and going to the rim and not making that shot. That was a little disappointing, especially when you talk about the timing that was on the clock. And then there was a moment where, you know, we talked about how Jalen Brunson came down the court and Joel Embiid had him and he let him go.
Yep.
And he was able to score. There's that. And then the 15 chance rebounds that they had during the course, it was like a run where the Knicks shot it like 15 times at one end of the court and they kept getting rebounds. As a 7'2 guy, the last thing on my mind, and this is just me, and this is just how I'm wired, the last thing on my mind is reprimanding the fan base for the Knicks fans being there. That's just me. That's just how I'm wired, knowing that if I'm the biggest damn dude on the court, my presence has to be felt at all times.
And both of their centers weren't in the game.
Yeah, as the biggest dude on the court, bottom line, regardless of what I'm feeling like or whatever, because I feel like if I'm out there, every excuse that I've had has to go out the door. If I'm the biggest dude on the court, I have to come up bigger than what I did in that situation.
I didn't view that as Embiid making an excuse, though. Like, he was asked a question about the fans, and he expressed his frustration.
But Kyle,
he didn't say sucked because Embiid.
It's like this. You got to be able to read the room. That's just like perfect example. If your girlfriend asks you, even if it's the truth, do I look fat in this dress? What are you going to say? Like, seriously, what are you going to say? Even if what are you going to say? You're going to be like, no, baby, you look great. It's the same thing. You're not going to be like, well, you know, technically, you did eat those cheese fries last night. And you look a little soft around the middle.
Well,
you're not going to do that.
It's hard to read the room, and half the room is Knicks fans.
So I have – this is my theory on Joel. And it's every year it's something. He has a knack for finding a way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Change the conversation when he sucks. Remember when after in Game 7 against the Raptors, I believe he had 8 turnovers. Not the Raptors, the Hawks. I believe he had 8 turnovers. What did he say after the game? Ben didn't dunk the ball. We had a dunk there. We didn't do it. We didn't talk all summer about his 8 turnovers because he changed the conversation.
I don't think this is him changing the conversation.
Sure is.
No, it's not. He was asked about the fans. He wasn't asked about his performance, and then he said the fans.
Put it back to himself.
It was the same conversation.
Nick Nurse was asked
about it. So you want him to change the conversation?
Back to himself.
Back to himself.
Yes.
Okay.
He does every year. He said, what did he say about Harden a few years ago? He does this every year. Every time he is bad in a big moment, I think he's smarter than we give him credit for. I think he's a really bright
guy.
He's
really smart.
Yeah, but we say, oh, what is he supposed to do? What do you mean? Choose your words. Well,
you got to be a little bit more tactful.
Hold on a second. Like that. I don't agree with you when you said that, like, they know, you know, Phil Jackson, whatever, like, coming in. Like, Joel Embiid, there was a path to the Sixers winning that game, even with Joel Embiid in the condition he was in. The Sixers as a team didn't make a shot for 5 minutes.
But he's their best player.
I know he is, Joe, but there are other guys on the court. They lost by 5 points. They could have won that game even with Joel Embiid and as bad as doing nothing, in the fourth quarter.
Nobody else
did anything.
Why don't we just have the best player win the game? Like, what? This is basketball.
It doesn't always work like that. Jalen Brunson was Buns for 3 games.
But it usually,
he was Brunson.
If you're going to win a title, that's how it usually works.
Right. Okay. But you can't expect that every single game. Sometimes that's just not how it works.
I got you. 3 out of 4 have been not that. I'm not asking for like half the games. I don't know. Not 3 out of 4 where you stunk in the fourth quarter. All right. By the way, so Joe brought this up. And I want to give this is a tweet from Howard yesterday. He has some information here on the ticket stuff. Do you see this, Hugh? This is Howard.
What you got?
Howard's asked around on how this has happened, right? Because it's like, all right, we get it. People don't want to go. We've debated for 2 games now whose fault this is. So Howard's putting some of this on the Sixers as an organization, their ticket policy. This is Howard's tweet yesterday. There's been a lot of complaining, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, by Philadelphia fans and some Sixers players about the Sixers' home games being overrun by Knicks fans. The Sixer organization is in big part to blame. Your 1-2-3-4-5 Sixers, 10-9-8-76ers put thousands of tickets on the ticket sites and above retail prices, knowing Knicks fans will buy them. The organization will likely push back on this, but for that organization, it's all about making every dollar. I have checked this out. It's fact. And they do know those stinking New York fans will be buying them. So if Sixers players are pissed, blame your own organization. That's from Howard yesterday.
Interesting. I mean, because that kind of plays into what I said last week. They know the Knicks fans are going to pay for them, and they did. They did.
I mean, the way that's framed, it does take a little bit off the blame off of an individual fan that's selling them. Because there is that feeling that people are selling them directly to Knicks fans. Like the way this is framed, it's almost like the Sixers are the middleman in this problem. That they're jacking up those prices and people from not
and
here.
And people are paying. I mean, it's an easy trip, man. And I tell you, like I lived in New York. Coming here and going, I would imagine paying for concessions and everything that they're doing, hotel room and everything, it's probably like vacation time. They probably feel like they got an all-inclusive when they come down here compared to what it is to go to the Garden.
Well, who knows? I mean, maybe some of the same people stayed Thursday through the weekend. They got tickets to both games.
Is it cheap to go to the Link in a playoff game?
No.
Would this ever happen at the Link?
Nah.
Nah.
But it's different, though, man.
Because we're a football town.
Well, it's. I think that when you talk about, to me, When I think about the two franchises, and I would even give the Flyers, I even throw the Flyer fans in there and what they saw this year, is that this town plays or is excited about, even if the team is bad, the effort that's given, you know. And I think that can even be said for the Phillies, because there was a time before I got here where the Phillies weren't that great, but people were still going, not to the effect that they're going now. But they were still excited about it because there was the effort there. And then when the effort came, that's when the fans came back. It feels to me, man, just by reading the tea leaves, you know, the favorite thing I like to say, that people feel with this Sixers team that they're phonies.
I'll tell you why the fans are phonies. Because the Eagles lost 6 of their last 7 games, or I guess 5 of the last 6 before that playoff game. If that playoff game was not in Tampa and it was here, Would it be overrun by any other fan base? No, it'd be full of Eagles fans, even though they just pissed us off for 5-6 weeks straight.
Agreed, but they also win the Super Bowl the year before.
Yeah, and not only that, let's be real, Kyle. All year long, people made excuses for the Eagles, and we even made excuses. We even tried to talk ourselves into them being a playoff caliber team, even though we all knew that they weren't.
Well, that's my point.
We all knew that they were.
Like we give the Eagles that leash. Like I think pack the stadium every time, no matter what.
I think the delusion has worn off for the Sixers.
I agree.
The delusion, I think that's what it is. Because I did not believe that Sunday was going to be like it was the other night. I didn't believe that. I did not believe that was going to be the case, and it was.
You know what those passionate fan bases are? Delusional.
Yeah, but after a while, you
they just are.
After a while, you stop believing in a certain player.
Why are Knicks fans are delusional?
Sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they're talking up. They're like they're going to win the title.
Well, they're driving
this year.
Down here, spending all of our money to take all of our seats.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, and they got to get smacked around a couple rounds from now, and then they'll realize what they are. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll come back. We'll hit your phone calls. Are you annoyed at UL today? I am. You know, it's one thing to not play great, and he hasn't played great in 3 of the 4 fourth quarters. It's another thing to also then say, well, and, you know, the fans kind of annoyed me. Well, you annoyed me with the way you played. No show in the fourth quarter. All right. Along with all that, Phillies talk and the Eagles draft. We got to get Hugh's perspective. There's like one unknown in this draft that even if you can look up some highlights, you don't know much about. You probably never saw on TV. That was the third round pick. He had a really funny entrance to being an Eagle when he spoke to Howie. We'll let you hear that. And Hugh's assessment of Jalix Hunt, the pass rusher the Eagles got in the third round. That's next, along with your calls on Sports Radio 90.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.